Was this area affected by the Dust Bowl at all?
Not the Dust Bowl. Well, there was some movement of soil around here, but not as bad as eastern Colorado and Kansas and Oklahoma and so forth.
Yeah. One of the interviews I did was in Springfield, so...
That's the Dust Bowl area.
Yeah. You mentioned Maid of Honor. Who else was at your wedding?
Well, there was a sorority sister of Muriel's, and the best man was her brother, and head usher ended up being my partner in veterinary medicine, a roommate in school, and fraternity brothers, mostly other than that, came down, and the soloist was a fraternity brother, and so on and so forth.
What fraternity?
SAE.
SAE. What sorority was she in?
Cap Alpha Theta.
Okay. Do you ever have family reunions or anything like that?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
My family is all gone, but Muriel's family, William's family, have reunions quite a bit. In fact, she and her cousins meet about once a month for lunch. All of her cousins around here, so.
That's good. Has that family pretty much stayed put then in Longmont, or?
Well, no, not pretty much, but those that are left, in fact, one of them is in Loveland and comes down for it, and, but it's, those that are still here still get together. They're a very family-oriented group.
Okay. I want to ask you about the house next, so... maybe the house you grew up in. How long have you been in this apartment?
We've been here 3.5 years. No, 2.5 years.
Were you in a house before that?
Yes, we were in a townhouse for 15 years. Before that, we were in a house for 40 years.
Wow.
In Old Town.
Okay. Well, maybe we should try to talk about that house a little bit, that Old Town house.
Sure.
Because some of these questions, you're really not going to have in an apartment too much, so... what were the rooms of the house in that house? What kind of rooms did you have?
Well, it changed while we lived there because when I bought it was a very small house. Paid $12,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
It was after World War II. We were renting a house for $35 a month furnished down on 3rd Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And... a veteran came back from the war and had bought that house. Well, it was a rule that if a veteran came back, you had to move out in 30 days just so they could get their house back.
Uh-huh.
And he had just bought it from the people we had rented it from.
Okay.
So we had to move out. We bought this house on Sunset, and it had 4 rooms upstairs and 4 rooms just 2 rooms in the basement. And a garage in the basement.
Okay.
It was built kind of on a hill where you went around the house and into the basement.
I see.
But as our family grew, we had to enlarge the house. And we opened the roof and put it upstairs in there.
All right.
We had 2 bedrooms and a bath upstairs. We had 2 bedrooms, a bath, a living room, a dining room, and a kitchen downstairs.
Nice.
In the basement, we had a recreation room, furnace room, and then put on a laundry room back of that and still had the garage.
Yeah, that sounds good. What was the furnace? What did that run on?
It was coal when we got there, and we eventually converted it into gas.
Okay. So did they have those coal chutes they used to have?
Yeah, coal room.
Okay.
Off of the driveway where there was a metal door that opened, and they would shovel coal right into the coal room, right across from where the furnace was in the furnace room. And after we converted to gas, we converted that coal room into a pantry.
Right.
And for storage of what Miro would can and so forth.
Okay.